105, the station with 50 minutes of today's R&B hits and oldies every hour. Feel the fire, Peebo Bryson, Rick Party, Jerry Russian is here with me. I thought you were singing a high note for a second. I'm like, man, Jerry got it like that, man.
I wish I could say that. No, I don't really.
You know, we decided, Jerry, to tackle the issues that matter most in our community. And got an esteemed panel here. Maggie Blaze, she's the president and CEO of Free Yourself Women Foundation, as well as Carolyn Lourdes, Safe Outlet House, founder, executive director. And Jameson Mercier, we just talked to him. Did I say your name right? Jameson Mercier. I got that right?
How you say the last name again, Rick?
Mercier.
Mercier. Okay.
Mercier. Did I say that right?
Mercier.
Wait, again?
Mercier.
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 Mercier. Okay. All right. So this is exciting. He's a licensed clinical social worker. And you all have all dealt with this issue. And, of course, the beautiful blood of butterfly here. She's going to do a piece for us on the show today.
All right.
So let's get right into it, Jerry.
My question?
Yeah.
Well, really, James, really, what is, what's the title? What is it?
The Haitian therapist.
Haitian therapist. What exactly do that mean? And a better question is, if I was dealing with blank blank in my life, what would that be? I need to call you for help.
Well, I tell you what, you don't have to be Haitian to come and see the Haitian therapist. That's for sure.
Let's clarify that.
All right. It's not just for Haitians. Therapy benefits everybody. But me, why I call myself the Haitian therapist is because in our community, not just Haitians, but the black community in general, we don't seek therapy. And there aren't people to service, not only Haitians, but people of Caribbean descent. Black people in general don't seek therapy. Even when they're looking, they may not see someone that resembles them. So I just make myself easily to be found. All right. Marriage issues, kids acting up, call me, the Haitian therapist.
Okay. And I think that one thing someone mentioned earlier, that sometimes men, I don't want to say black men, but people, just as a fear or stigma about any kind of therapy help that may be sought. Do you find that to be part of the problem? Just like
absolutely. The majority of the phone calls I get are from women, mm-hmm. either brother, now your mother, sister, or the wives, and then perhaps the men will come in. And it's not just black men or Haitian men. Mm-hmm. All men tend to stay away from therapy.
Well, some kind of guilt thing, just. You feel less than, I don't know, not to say a man, but...
Well, there's some shame associated with therapy for men in general. You know, we don't want to talk about what's happening. Don't want to address some of the pain that we have.
Uh-huh.
That's for women to do. That's the idea.
Yeah, I think I would find it difficult. I really do, to let things that's deep, you know, seated inside of me come out, you know, to anybody, man or woman. Mm-hmm. I think I'd have a very hard time doing that. Yeah. You try sometime with your girlfriend or your wife or whatever. Well, I can be honest with her, but, you know, you hold back.
Right.
You know, I guess it's just a natural thing.
So what are the numbers here? Mostly men, women, of course, clearly women.
Overwhelmingly.
Overwhelmingly, yeah.
You find that women tend to be the victims or victors, as we're calling them today. Men generally tend to be the perpetrators of domestic violence. And so one out of three women will have experienced domestic violence in their lifetime.
Wow. Maggie?
Yes. Hi.
Tell us your story. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, thank you for having me, Rick.
Thank you.
Well, my story is I survived domestic violence a little over 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a relationship and my child's father... Well, let me just say, abuse doesn't just start with, okay, today I'm having a bad day and I'm going to hurt you. It doesn't start like that. You know, you're in a relationship, red lights, red flashes, as we call them, will come up where your spouse, boyfriend, or child's father will say, where are you going? Why you didn't answer your phone? That's how it got started with me. And they get comfortable doing it.
So is that a sign of abuse?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a sign. The thing with abuse is people doesn't understand is that when you're in a relationship, the first signs you get is when that man trying to gain control.
Right.
When they trying to gain control of you and how you live your life, that's a great sign. And with me, that's how it got started. It was more like, why do you need to go to your friend's house today? I don't like her. Don't go there. Don't do this and don't do that. And things got extremely bad. when I was strong enough to decide that I wanted to go, mm-hmm. that's not the plan he had. He really wanted to hurt me instead of letting me go. And okay. I nearly died, you know, dealing with this man. I was stabbed. We were supposed to be working things out from a distance. We broke up, but we still had conversations. Of course, there's a child in the middle. And next thing you know, one morning, and I just heard a loud boom in my door, and I found myself in the tub, and I was being stabbed.
Oh, my gosh.
I lost a kidney to domestic violence, so it's nothing to play with.
Wow.
I'm glad you're doing this today.
Well, thank you.
These things seem like it starts as some kind of jealousy or uh-huh. rage because of something that you may do or not do. And
right.
you think that is it. It's just that simple. That's the tip of it. But inside, there are some other issues and problems coming mm-hmm. on, going on, that comes out later in the relationship.
Right.
And it becomes just all-out abuse instead of just getting angry one day because blank, blank happened. You know, it's kind of a crazy thing, but I've seen it. Friends of mine, male and female, I've seen get caught up like this. It's a trip.
Yeah, a lot more questions to ask. And one, how is a man abused? And we'll talk about that and the effects that it has on children. And we're going to get Carolyn's story as well, okay, when we come back. Hot 105.
Announcing the AutoNation Price Markdown. Right now at AutoNation 4, the new 2014 Ford Fusion or 2014 Ford Escape. Your choice. Markdown, $249 a month. Sign and drive. Or new 2014 Ford Explorer.
Out of the five, conquering domestic abuse, Rick Party, Jerry Rushen.
I was just wondering, James, beyond the tradition when you think of domestic abuse, there's got to be other components or other elements to this domestic abuse beyond just the physical.
There are many more dimensions. There's psychological abuse, right? Name calling. There's financial, just keeping the lady or the man away from the bank accounts. There's also sexual, right, where that is used as a way to abuse the female. You know, then there are some men or women who isolate their partners, and that's another form of abuse. So there are many other dimensions, and it's not just physical.
Now, there's some, Jerry, you probably had heard, financial abuse.
Yeah, that caught me. I can recognize it now that I've been told. I think I've seen it before,
right.
But I just didn't know what to call it. But
we'll have them break it down, too.
I'll go for that. I want to hear it.
Hot 105. Hot 105, the station with 50 minutes of today's R&B hits and oldies every hour. Rick Party in the afternoon. Our in-studio guest, Maggie Blaze, Jameson Messier. Rebecca Butterfly Vaughn, and we're going to talk to Carolyn Lourdes shortly. Jerry, now, Jameson just broke down, he said financial abuse is the type of abuse.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it makes sense, you know, but I've never had anyone actually speak to it or address it,
mm-hmm.
the financial abuse in a relationship, but as soon as I heard it, it's like, yeah, I think I've seen it. I think I've been there, you know. Actually.
So you're saying you've been abused?
Well, I've been there. I could have been the abuser.
Really,
I won't
get
into the details,
gotcha.
Really. But, you know, but I understand that when he said it. So it makes sense. But tell me, man, how does that work? I mean,
you know, money is connected to everything,
mm-hmm.
right? So if you're in an abusive relationship and you want to get out, but you got no money, where are you going to go? You really can't go far. Okay, this season right here, and we're in the middle of tax season, mm-hmm. right? And there are some people listening to your show right now counting on that refund check
mm-hmm.
to escape. But I can tell you right now, they have no access. They don't even, it could have been filed already, and they have no idea because they have no access to the bank accounts.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know what they made last year. But they go to work every day. They get a paycheck. Maybe they get an allowance. All right.
And they're kept in the dark.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow. That ties in with so many things you said. That I just got chills when I heard that.
That's a scary thing.
So many
thing,
people
man.
Just captive because they can't go anywhere. Carolyn Lourdes.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Good to have you here. And, of course, Carolyn, you're with Safe House,
Safe Outlet,
Inc. Tell us about it and tell us about you and your story.
Well, I am a product of a child who came from a broken home.
Uh-huh.
My parents divorced when I was 11. Seeking validation led me to this certain young man, and we started talking. After about a year into us just talking, playing, you know, at the neighborhood game room, he started, like, you know, pressuring me to become intimate with him.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, he threatened to leave me. And I had gotten so, you know, attached to him over that, you know, course of that year. And so I gave in. And I lost my virginity, got pregnant. My parents never knew I was pregnant until 9 months later when I went into labor.
Wow.
Was when my mom discovered that I was even pregnant. And she was frantic. I'm a preacher's daughter. And, of course, you're raised in, you know, society. People expect you to be a certain way, carry yourself a certain way. But I felt like that foundation was broken because my mom was the one who actually had an extramarital affair. Mm-hmm. And she came home and told my dad she wanted a divorce. So long story short, we got back together after I had my first son. And it was at the age of 14 when I first experienced my first slap.
Oh, wow.
And that was because I had went out with a few of my girlfriends. We went to the shopping center.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got back home, he wanted to know why it took me so long. And I was like, chill. You know, why are you tripping? And he was like, he jacked me up and he pushed me against the wall, you know, and he started saying some things that I can't say on the air that belongs to him. Mm. You know, you can use your imagination, mm-hmm. you know. And it started with that, and I was flattered because I felt like, wow, he really, you know, he's really into me. But
because he slapped you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he was showing gesture of jealousy, mm-hmm. and I thought that was pretty cool. I mean, when you're 14, you don't know no better. You think that's, you know, that's the common way of life.
He really loves you. He's to the point where he's upset. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, that you were out so long. He missed you.
And I had a baby the next year when I got pregnant with my second son. It really spiraled out of control because, you know, we used to have fight. If I didn't want to have sex, he would bite me and force himself on me and stuff like that. And, you know.
How bad did it get ultimately? How bad did it get?
Oh, it got very bad where cops was coming to the house, mm-hmm. you know, every other day. He took, you know, he got into the fast life. Mm-hmm. By the time I had my second son, he was, you know, living it up, how the streets would say it, you know, and use your imagination.
Right.
He was making fast money. So he exposed me to a lot of, you know, nice things at such a tender age. And so, you know, you get caught up in the glitz and the glamour, mm-hmm. you know, other people envy your life, but they really don't know what you're going through at home.
Right.
You know, and by the time I was 17, you know, it had spiraled out of control, but it was on my second pregnancy. He used to beat me up, kick me and, you know, do all type of stuff, force me to have sex and stuff like that.
Right.
And humiliate me. My girlfriends and I will go out. If he spot us in the street, he'll fight them, fight me.
Yeah.
And so everybody was petrified of him, you know.
And we're going to talk to you about how did you actually form Safe Outlet,
mm-hmm.
and how this came about. Because I know this, we want to get more of your story as well. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure there are a lot of young girls out there that share your story, Maggie's story. So How do you all feel about taking some phone calls?
Oh, I would love for us to take some phone calls. Let's open the phone lines.
All right, let's
do that. To hear from you guys.
All right, the number is 888-550-9105. And I'm sure, Jerry, people got some stuff to say and or ask.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, number is 888-550-9105. Conquering Domestic Abuse, Hot 105.
Want a better ride? Let's stretch your windshield by 50 feet and add on a ton of horsepower. And let's skip the next drive through for...
Hello.
Yes. The woman that created Is It Safe?
Safe Outlet.
I was in a domestic violent relationship for 7 of 10 years. We were high school sweethearts. We went off to college, and it wasn't until we got to college till he started beating me. But just like her, I felt like he loved me because he beat me. And it wasn't until I had my son, and my son was like a year old, to where he was beating me in front of my child, and my child was screaming, to where I realized I had to get out of there for my life and for my son's life.
I'm so glad to know that you got out of that relationship. What is your name again?
Tamika,
I'm very proud of you. It takes a person with a lot of courage and a lot of strength to actually leave such a situation. And I commend you today. And I think you have a lot to say and to, you know, help a lot of other people that's going through this issue as well. So thank you for calling in.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for creating Safe Outlet.
Next, we're going to talk to our Haitian therapist about the effect of the kids in this situation.
on Hot 105.
I can't fool myself, I don't want nobody else to ever love me. You are my shining star, my guiding.
Top of the Five, conquering domestic abuse. Rick Party, Jerry Rushen, Big Man Kelly, our in-studio guest, the Haitian doctor. I'm gonna mess up your name, man. I almost didn't want to say it. Jameson Messier. There you go. It sounded better together with us. Maggie Blaze, and of course, Carolyn Lotus. Let's go to the phones real quick. 888-550-NOW-105. Hi.
Mike. I was calling about the abuse. Uh-huh. The guy that was abusing the girl while she was pregnant, the first 14-year-old that went through the abuse.
That was Carolyn. Well,
I'm a guy, and I wouldn't have dared put my hands on a pregnant woman, you know. And I commend her for the struggle she went through and the way she came up out of it. She succeeded and didn't let him get the best of her. So I commend her, and I applaud her for it.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
So looking at both you ladies and what you've gone through, I can't look at you and see what you've been through. You don't, you know, I expect you to look a certain way. I mean, you know, what's changed now?
Well, what's changed is that we didn't let that situation keep us down. What we went through was bad for me, at the age of 21, dealing with a guy who was 16 years older than me. And, for everything that I've been through, being stabbed, the verbal abuse, like I said, things didn't just start with a punch or a slap. A 2-year relationship, had a baby at 21, and now this man stabbed you. Where do you go from here?
Well, speaking of that, what's the number that you have where people can get the help that they need?
Well, if you are in Broward, you can call our office, Free Yourself Women's Foundation, at 954-334-5837. Or if you're somewhere that's not in Broward, we have the Florida Domestic Violence Hotline. When you call them, they pretty much just take your zip code and connect you to the nearest organization that can help you out. And that number is 1-800-500-1119. Or if you're not in Broward or Miami or anywhere near here and you need help, you can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline, which is 800-799-7233. And you should always have those numbers with you if you're dealing with a domestic abuse situation.
Okay. I also like to get some comments from the Haitian therapist. Again, from a male perspective, about that, I love you. That's why I do that. And after he answers that, the ladies here, why do you stay? Because these things gone on for years in each case here. Why do the ladies stay? But first, let's get the Haitian therapist on to talk about that.
So you're talking about why?
Why? I mean, the love thing. I love you. I'm doing this. I love you. Shut up. I love you. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't beat you. You know, and the ladies, and ladies go for it. They're like, oh, yeah.
Right.
You know.
You know, but see, we said this earlier. When you're in a bad state emotionally, right, if you're already depressed or you're feeling you have some self-esteem concerns or maybe your self-confidence isn't there, attention is a good thing, no matter what it looks like. You understand? So you're paying me some attention, but you're hurting me at the same time. But I'll take that. I'll take that.
These guys, when they're doing this, you think this is a part of their mindset? This is why they're doing it, because they know they're working on them psychologically, on their minds?
Listen, abusers, men or women, mm-hmm. right? Abusers don't generally abuse confident, self-assured individuals. Mm-hmm. That would take too much work.
Gotcha.
It's a great point.
Gotcha. And the other question, we can discuss it now, we'll come back with, is why do the ladies stay in these kind of relationships?
So
why?
Ladies, when we come back, we want you to answer that question, okay?
Okay.
All right, and don't forget to listen to this commercial break for your chance to change your dollar bill into $105 in the world-famous dollar bill game. But right now, Lady D is live from the MiamiLakesAutoMall.com Traffic Center, 7 Branch, 1 location. How's it looking, Lady D?
All right, Rick, let's start with Miami-Dade County. You'll find stop-and-go traffic on the Dolphin Expressway westbound between Northwest 45th Avenue and Milam Dairy Road. And you'll find an accident causing some problems.